Good afternoon. Adam Masters here, your host for the next hour, bringing a program called Health Disclosure. It's the sequence to obesity and disease. That sounds a little technical, so I want to make things simple for people. What I'm finding, I'm starting to get responses from people that have bought the book initially and are coming back and buying 10 at a time. And what I realized by listening to them and talking to them and answering their questions is that they're becoming healers. This book teaches you how to be a healer. The name of the book, again, is Health Disclosure. It's with BalboaBooks.com. And it basically encompasses the best of everything globally that the Western world has to offer. This is from the acupuncturists I've studied with, and naturopaths, and doctors, and surgeons, oncologists, family doctors, sitting around by the pool taking notes, and people that have found cures that are sitting on cells. The cure for autoimmune disease was found in 1998, and it's nothing like being reported on mainstream media or the doctors giving patients advice. These are the rheumatologists. These are naturalnews.com. This is Dr. Mercola. They're not. They don't know the about autoimmune disease. It's in chapter 3 of the book. And if you want to become a healer, the number one thing you got to start with is dismissing the autoimmune symptoms, because 35% of dwellings, according to Dr. Lin out of New York, chapter 3 of my book, discusses that 35% of all dwellings in America, that's Canada, U.S., will create symptoms of autoimmune from mild to severe. So these mild conditions, nobody knows what autoimmune is. So what it is it's a neurological disease that manifests itself physically. So it's an innate immune system response, has nothing to do, it's not autoimmune actually, it's your body reacting to neurotoxins in your blood, and it's sourced 99% of the time from mold. The other 1% is from red tide out of Sarasota, Florida, Vancouver Island, in the ocean, and brown recluse spider, so it's a very small percentage. It's probably less than 1%. And the cure rate is 100% on 10,000 patients under FDA study, and it was 100% is a good statistic I like to go with, and I tried to follow that statistic as often as I could and tested it before I put it in my book. Everything that is in the book, I lived it, studied it, researched it, and practiced it. And so the cure for candida. It's just oxygen and probiotics. There's the stuff that I want to get out there that's sitting on the shelf, like the cure for autoimmune, I boldly put it in the book, and it's sitting on a shelf. The FDA is systematically shutting down every successful cure there is. If you're doing vinegar and I get people asking me about, arthritis, and they're taking vinegar and lemon and some water special diet, and I'm going, good God, it's like pissing in the wind. Arthritis is really nutrient deficiency. And there's only two ways to get arthritis. One is from autoimmune, that's mold, which is not autoimmune. It's an innate immune system response. You get two types of immune system, the adaptive system and the innate system. So it's the innate immune system response that causes autoimmune. The cure is sitting at Walgreens in the United States, and a popular pharmacy in Canada is called, Shoppers Drug Mart. All your neighborhood drug stores have the cure for autoimmune disease. There's 10 stages to it. There's a blood test for it. It's not available to the mainstream doctors. They test on chromosome 6. It's subtype 52B. And depending on your DNA, because there's a varying number of subtypes, about a dozen of them, depends on the solution for remedy. So everybody, all patients start off with cholestyramine, that's Olestra, 2 grams 4 times a day on an empty stomach. 2 grams in a glass of water, your first glass will reduce pain better than morphine. So 2 grams of chalk that has no interaction with your body is like just taking psyllium. And it binds with the neurotoxins in the bile duct of the liver, excretes out, and reduces pain within 30 minutes better than morphine. And it's sitting at Walgreens, and good luck trying to get that medication. It's meant to lower cholesterol, but it has another side effect that it reduces the symptoms of autoimmune by removing the cause. So it's in Chapter 3 of the book. So, and the cure for weight loss is in Chapter 2. I haven't read a book there. I don't think there's a book been made yet that discusses the cure for weight loss. It has really nothing to do with diet and calories, just the opposite. It's the density of the nutrient, the life force energy of the nutrient. It's the fractal energy of the nutrient. Has nothing to do with calories. And you don't need to exercise until you lost the weight. And you shouldn't be exercising because it strains your heart and causes more damage and adrenal fatigue if you got autoimmune. Because I said right at the beginning, the first thing, if you're going to be a healer, is you have to dismiss the symptoms of autoimmune. So a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. That's 70% of the U.S. population, so they can't afford to start renovations. So maybe what you do is you rip out your carpet, throw it off the balcony, crack your window open for a night's sleep, and then pull an extra blanket over you and watch the next morning how your pain and symptoms go away. The symptoms are in my book, the blood test, the remedy, as best as I could put it. Without, I didn't do the doctor justice, but I got pretty darn close. And he's basically got duct tape and working under a gag order. He's not allowed to say anything about his findings of autoimmune, which are 100%. So the system's corrupt. Humanity, the whole, we're not going to get health care. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. We don't have health care in North America or the Western world, really, because the doctors don't learn about health. And that's in Chapter 1 of my book. It's a pyramid. It's 5 elements. At the top is autoimmune. If you don't have a doctor that understands the disease, you don't have a doctor. So 40% of all North Americans have symptoms of autoimmune that involve depression, anxiety. That 90% of all doctor visits, I think it's 86, 90, it varies depending on where you hear the source, is for anxiety and depression. 86 to 90% of all doctor visits. That seems very high to me, but so I haven't verified it. So, but I air it anyways because I keep hearing it and seeing it in different sources of information. So we're not getting health care until the citizens demand it, and we get health care for the citizens, and we put the people first, community first, and we take Obama and the whole circus, and we just send them on a boat and say bon voyage, you know. And I'm sure there's lots of, you can give them a nice ship and say goodbye. So their control is to keep you in fear. It's a lot of mind control. It's effective. They keep people on a treadmill that are busy, who have the money. People who don't have the money are usually the ones who are sick. So if you want to have health, I should say the reverse. If you want to have wealth, you got to have health, you know, and those are the people on the treadmill with their health. And they're distracted with entertainment, sports. But the remedy going forward is to unify a message. And we need to take responsibility individually and then collectively, because psychopaths are running the system. And they're running it on a method of divide and conquer. So it's a work of art what they're doing. It's just absolutely amazing. So it's not about good or bad, because that doesn't matter. What matters is the hurt that they're inflicting with their vaccinations, their GMO, their baseless scientific results that are just—it's just totally illegal. They're in breach of fiduciary trust, and we got to demand a change. So, and it's time for change. People are waking up. So there's enough people awake now. I think this book, if we can get an army of healers healing 10 or 100 people, getting people off fluoride, getting the toxins out of the food, getting it out of the water, the air, just getting it out of the consumer products, and then getting nutrients back in the soil, back in the plants, and back in our bodies where they can do some repair, strengthen us so we stand strong, stand up with energy, come out of the brain fog. We're going to have 100 million, a billion people waking up and demanding change. It's going to be great. So this is a great opportunity, to, you know, and we need to do it now. And it's just getting a little out of control. So obedience is doing what you're told despite what is right. And morality is doing what is right despite what you're told. So obedience is the problem. We got to stop being obedient, and we got to start behaving morally to one another and to ourselves. So we got to. There's a lack of integrity in the FDA shutting down these companies that have these profound cures. One for autism, I mentioned it last week. It's called PCA out of Oregon. FDA's raking them over the coals. I've got another product you can take as a suppository that dissolves kidney stones and liver gallstones. It makes liver replacement irrelevant. There's 700 liver transplants that don't need to be done every year in a Pittsburgh hospital. There's hydrogen peroxide that can cure candida that's not available. That you can take it out so fast, it's amazing. So the judges are all, you know, corrupt. The scientists, we got scientists coming forward, lead scientists to develop vaccinations coming forward, disclosing on national news that the vaccinations don't work. But the statistics have already proven that 10 years ago. So it's just people are asleep. You know, they just don't believe that scientists would put together vaccinations that don't work. And here they are 10 years later admitting it. And, so the police, they're just obedient. They're pointing guns at the very citizens they're meant to serve. The politicians, you don't need to go there. The bankers, they got put 3 million homes into foreclosure. And all we need to know about health is in one equation. So poison, draw a line down the center of your page, and you want to become a health expert and no more than a doctor. On the left side is poisons, toxins, and on the right side is nutrients. So the closer to the middle, the less potent they are, and the farther away from the middle, the more potent it gets. So we have super nutrients that are profound, and people that hold them, the nutrient, their hands start vibrating. And I have people that are healers, and they're on organic diets and supplements and good water. And when I put them on this nutrient, their energy goes through the roof, and then you start flushing their liver. And there's so much that we can do. So I put some of it in the book, there's just no regard for humanity by the government. And the time is now for change. So we've got to hold the government accountable in breach of trust. Just based on hurt, hurt is illegal. We can prove it. Breach of fiduciary trust, that's illegal. And you just give them a 30-day notice, you know, fix it or get lost. And that's it. So it's time to stop playing by their rules. We the people make our own rules. We all deserve, you know, what's best for the family, the community. So the doctors are only not as knowledgeable as what they're taught, and they're not taught about healthcare. And the healthcare is the pyramid of health. There's five elements. Autoimmune at the top, coming down is hormones, and then nutrients, and then detox, and your frequency, which gets into chakras and crystal healing and attitude. And that's least important, and all five affect the pH. So having a pH diet doesn't necessarily give pH blood. It's balancing the five elements. Organic food is only part of the third element, nutrition. So that's where the distraction goes, and the advice that's being given isn't professional or, you know, isn't accurate. It's good. It's better than McDonald's. It's better than non-organic, but it's not. It doesn't accelerate recovery, and we don't want to waste our time in recovery. We want people well and onto the next patient. So the best thing your doctor can do is send you home to die. I read that, and I thought of the guy I talked about last week, who's turning 91, and had cancer all through his body, and only 7 days I treated him, and he's dancing tonight, Saturday night, and singing at a Christmas party without his walker, 91, and coming up in a week or two, his birthday. So it's time we make a healthcare system. It starts with his book. It's not ego. I channeled this. And then they say, okay, you channeled it. Now you're weird, you know. But, you know, the truth is the truth. It doesn't matter the source or where it comes from. It's there on the table. Pick it up, read it. And you know, your candida is gone. Your cancer is gone. Your IBS is gone. Your arthritis is gone. Your MS. Your Lyme's disease. In it, there's the Lyme's disease cure, the cure for chronic Lyme's. Cure for everything is in there, even gout. So I had one, we've got our next guest, his name's Stan, I believe he's from Toronto, and he had gout, and he tried a liver cleanse, and I'm just wondering if Stan can hear me, if we've got a connection there to the broadcast. Is Stan the man?
Hello, Adam.
Perhaps not. Yeah. Who do we have?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll turn up the volume. I got a little low. Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. I want to congratulate you on your new book. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's always good to have something new coming out to inform people.
Thanks. Yeah, it's Health Disclosure, Balboa Books. .com. You can get it, pick it up, and it's out the last couple weeks. And then I've got people, Stan, that bought a book a couple weeks ago and coming back and buying 5 and 10. One
Fantastic.
Guy got 28. Yeah, one guy got 28.
That's incredible. You know when something's right, when people respond to it very quickly.
Yeah, so
I think we're all tired of trying to fight our way through health. Health should be a natural thing. Health should be something we're naturally born with, but apparently we're not. And that's got to be something we got to really think about.
Yeah, I guess you're thinking about it. You tried the liver cleanse. How did that work for you?
That worked very well, actually. It worked very well. And I lost about 10 pounds in about a week, believe it or not.
Nice. Yeah, it comes after. The way it works, Dan, is it actually heals your liver. And you start eating regularly, and you keep losing weight, and that's because your liver starts functioning. So that worked really well. What do you do for a living then?
Well, actually, I'm a professional chef.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
I'm in the business of feeding people.
Yeah, there you go. Nutrition. Yeah.
It's funny. I've been doing this 30 years, and nutrition is really something that never comes into the mix. My business and being a chef is really to make food taste good so people keep coming back. And nutrition is something, even as a chef, and you'd think being part of food is something you'd learn or they teach you, but it's not. It's all about how to make food taste good. Remember the adage, fat is flavor.
Right, and then a little bit of salt and seasoning and you're good to go. That's some MSG.
You know, being in the restaurant business, your whole initiative is to get people to keep coming back and eating more, right? And it's not about keeping them healthy. It's about making sure they come back.
But now that I've been doing
this 30 years and I'm coming into my own issues, I'm wondering, you know, I should know about food. But now as I look into it, I realize I know very little about nutrition. I know everything about making food taste good, but very little about actually how to make you healthy while you're eating.
So have you found yourself investigating about nutrition and farming techniques and nutrients and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'm a professional chef for 30 years, and I was surprised how ignorant I was in regards to nutrition and where actually food comes from. And I'm in the business.
Right.
So that really surprised me. So the first thing I did, actually, when I started realizing that food we have today in the supermarkets is nutrition deficient, is really starting to research why that is and how to solve that problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. I wish people, I go into restaurants myself and I tell, the restaurant's empty and I talk to the owners, do you know about organic? And, you've got 30, I found a lot of restaurants cluster in a tourist strip of 30 restaurants and there's nothing between them to choose. I said, why don't you stand out, and open and change your menu, just change to organic and stand out and say, look at me, I'm different. And that's
absolutely
just based on, because people are waking up to organic. I've got study after study. One was on spinach, 800% more nutrients in spinach. And a scientist told me the way it works is the pesticides they're putting in the farm fields is killing the organisms that transfer the nutrients from the soil to the plant. Now why isn't that getting reported on mainstream media? I sense there's
because
an agenda. I hear there's an agenda.
Anything.
Yeah, but
soil itself, in my own research and starting to talk to farmers around my area here, the first thing I did was starting to talk to organic farmers and non-organic farmers and finding a CSA around here that I can actually buy vegetables from. I don't know, a CSA is really just a community farm where you can actually go and buy shares in their crops, and then every week you actually get fresh vegetables, usually from about June to October, depending on the farm. And every week on a Friday, you pick up your fresh grown vegetables, which are right out of the ground, so you can't get any fresher than that. And realizing that soil that it grows in is its medium. It's just like water is our medium in our bodies. Soil is the medium for vegetables and anything that grows. And the fertilizers they put in, really, they're only spraying with three fertilizers, potassium, nitrogen, and phosphate, NPK. Yeah. That really makes the vegetables really look healthy and strong, but in actuality, they're still empty. Soil needs at least over 50 nutrients, vitamins, and metals in the soil for plants to become healthy and strong, for us to become healthy and strong. And that is soil deficiency, especially in these industrial farms.
Yeah, I'm working out at a gym right now, and I got 20-year-olds with aching backs, bursitis, arthritis, tendonitis, pulled muscles, all nutrient deficient, all of them. I've given up trying to suggest to them that they're all nutrient deficient. And even healers, I came across this week, I came across one that had symptoms of malnutrition, aching back, and anything I find that's on a cellular level is always 90% of the time, because there's autoimmune is a big one, is nutrient deficiency.
Mm-hmm. I think nutrient deficiency is our biggest issue today, number one. Mm. A good friend of mine and teacher told me that the three things we need to be healthy and to live a good life, clean air, clean water, and clean food. Now, if we sit and think about it, do we have any of those three?
I can't find
them. And if we do, they're really hard to come by.
Yeah, you got to shop for it and dig and look and take an extra bus route or two to get to the place. A lot of people, 70% of Canada and North America, are living paycheck to paycheck. And,
organic food is expensive. No question. And I think to help cut those costs of buying the food, we really need to go back to actually cooking our own meals. We need to get away from these processed foods and quick foods and fast foods and all of these things. There's actually what's killing us. This North American diet of ours is killing us. It's being killed by convenience.
Yeah, convenience. Yeah, because everybody's on a treadmill to work extra hour, work harder, and you know, everybody's stretched and taking less money and not getting bonuses, and they feel stressed and they're on a treadmill. So realize you're on a treadmill. You need to. I'm not sure what it's going to take. We need to slow down, meditate, breathe, and maybe disconnect from the system and just say, enough. Let's go to the CSA farm and stop paying our mortgages and taxes and just breathe and say, we'll make our own currency, our own banks, our own political, our own, you know, police force. These guys are just, you get, have you been pulled over lately? You feel like you're, you know, at a Nazi, you know, a Nazi stop in World War II.
Well, unfortunately, no. I haven't been pulled over. Yeah. I keep my head pretty much close to the ground. I try not to get too involved with anything like that. I'm more of getting into proper eating and healthy and farm and actually starting to grow my own and looking after me. I need to start becoming responsible for my own health.
Yeah,
now, having my own health issues too. I'm almost shocked at how little information one receives from doctors and hospitals on how to be healthy. They just basically say, do what we tell you, take this, and if you have any problems, call me, and we'll just give you more pills.
And what I realized is that I couldn't find a disease they can cure. The only thing they've got is the antibiotics, but that causes your candida and irritable bowel syndrome. So cancer is like 2%, but I think that's only because people change their diet and lifestyle. You know, the success rate is very low with chemo. And I did chemo and killed me.
And I believe the reason why is because people are already deficient in nutrients in their bodies. They're already run down. And I think this is why cancer starts to develop, because your body can't fight it off. I firmly believe that we're all born with cancer. It's just that our body is able to fight it off with proper nutrition and health. And as our body starts to degrade, so these diseases and cancers and everything else starts to invade our bodies.
That's true. And
you know, if you look at the Gerson therapy, Gerson therapy talks about nutrition and juicing and proper vitamins and minerals and how it clears out the body of all these problems that come across. Not just cancers, but everything.
Yeah, when you're eating the Gerson diet, the nutrients, what you're doing is they use a 2-ton countertop press, and it squeezes the nutrients without compromise to the integrity of the nutrient, and it absorbs into your bloodstream and as fast as alcohol without damage through your digestive tract. And then the Gerson therapy
does organic vegetables, and it takes 15 minutes to get into your bloodstream, and your body doesn't have to work at all to process the nutrients. It's like a, like you said, like a intravenous of nutrition, just by
very efficient. Yeah, and if you do it, you'll watch your eyesight change in about 20, 30 minutes, go sharper, and you'll start to vibrate with energy if you're sensitive. But if you're not sensitive, you'll just start to heal. I used it on a cancer patient 8 months ago, this juicing Gerson method. And I only treated him for 7 days, and he had 6 weeks to live with cancer in his lungs, liver, stomach, and intestines. And that guy is dancing tonight for a Christmas party and singing without his walker. And he's got sparkle in his eyes. Yeah. And that was 8 months ago. So family was visiting to read him his rights.
It's incredible. I can't understand why people don't listen to this or take heed when people are saying this. They probably just think, you know what, this is just hogwash. It's not true. It doesn't work. This is just somebody trying to sell something. But go out, buy some vegetables, organic vegetables, put them through a juicer, and take one a day.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. And do it for a week. Experiment. You know, I'm a firm believer, and, you know, I thought I was knowledgeable in my industry in the food, but I began to realize I knew very little until I started taking responsibility for myself to learn. And with the Internet, we have so much opportunity to learn so much.
But what I find is belief is the enemy of truth, and only people, there's an army of people that only believe what their doctor tells them, and it's only a doctor that hasn't learned about nutrition. You know, I
so
think
a doctor
anybody...
only knows what they've been taught in a school by somebody else.
Yes.
And, right? No different than any other educated individual that was taught by any other teacher.
Yeah.
You know, if I have the greatest respect for doctors and what they do. But at the end of the day, if a doctor doesn't sit down and actually go beyond what they've learned in school and start doing more research on their own and looking at other options to make your patients healthy, I would really be concerned. Because if they turn a blind eye to anything else besides what they're taught or told, I'm really concerned about what kind of doctor they are.
I'm not sure. I'm kind of shocked, actually, when I talk even to naturopaths and the holistics. Listen, Stan, this is my opinion, okay? And maybe it's fact, maybe it's not. But what I'm finding is that the holistics got it closest. Like, they're closest to getting it right. Focusing in on detox and nutrients, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've got to take
I agree with you. I also believe that both medicines, Western and, let's say, Eastern medicine, they both have valid and excellent uses and needs for us. I think if we blended the two together and brought both East and West together to create one blended medicine, I think we'd have a lot more healthier people.
Well, that's the solution. Is the divide and conquer is working for the wrong people. It's working for the control, the people that control the system, the psychopaths. You know, Nazis were psychopaths in World War II. And we've got to take responsibility and step up to the plate. And I think we got to be patient with people because they're coming out of a coma, like in a nice way to say it. I can't think of a different way to say it. I look into their eyes, and they're drinking fluoride. They're breathing in the chemtrails. They've got a Big Mac littered on their floors. I saw on YouTube a 14-year-old video of a hamburger from McDonald's sitting in and fries sitting on a shelf looking as good as it did the day it came out of a fast food their window, you know?
Pretty scary, isn't it?
There's one thing.
You know what?
There's
so much out there that you can find and research yourself to realize that what we're eating is not exactly that good for us.
Yeah,
Unless we start taking responsibility on ourselves to decide what we put in our mouths. Because at the end of the day, we make that decision of what we actually put into our mouth. Nobody
exactly.
else does for us.
What I've done with my knowledge, I took my women's certificate, and I've got to go to a break. So I should get in here before I make my point. If you want to listen in on your cell phone to the station here, it's 716-748-0150. And if you want to call in on the second half of the show, it's 1-888-627-6008. I'd like to, you know, if you got a health issue or something you want to ask about, call in at 1-888-627-6008. We're just going to go to a commercial break. But what I found, Stan, just going into the break here, was I go into a grocery store, and you may, with a WMIS certificate and a 1-800 poison control number that I can call. And that's a little sarcasm, but not far from the truth. Maybe that's why it's funny, because every product that's found...
I agree with you, depending on which aisle you go down.
Yeah, but even on the aisles you go down, the fruits and vegetables, if they've been grown with pesticides, 80% of the nutrients have been removed. And then the chicken, non-organic chicken, they're feeding arsenone, which contains arsenic, and then feeding the excrement to the cows in the final 60 days to fatten them up 400 pounds. Their livers are so full of pus, they can't feed it. They can't sell the livers from the cows, and the meat they do sell is full of hormones that are changing the humans that eat it, and antibiotics. 80% of antibiotics are being sold to cows today. And it's creating immunity to the effectiveness of antibiotics. So it's just like we're living in this weird, deranged world. I see birds, and I see nice neighborhoods and nice people, that deserve better, but they're all living in fear of not making their mortgage payment, living check to check on a treadmill. Life's going too fast, and we got to get the message out and get patient. So I'll Don's there, I'll go to the commercial break, and then we'll come back at you on the other side with more information and maybe a caller on health. The book is called Health Disclosure by Adam Masters from Balboa Books. Hi, it's Adam here, and we're on the other side of the break. Call-in number is 1-888-627-6008, and you can listen live at 716-748-0150. And it's Health Disclosure here, Adam Masters. And what I'm finding is a lot of books are going out to people that are curious about health, and they're getting pleasantly surprised, coming back for more books and becoming healers. You know, everybody knows somebody who's got something. A popular one right now is Candida, and cancer is common, and obesity. And with my model, I call it the matrix, the five elements. When you balance those five elements, what you've got is the cure. It's the same cure for obesity, is the same cure for cancer, is the same cure for candida, same cure for arthritis. It's the same cure. The only difference, even Lyme's disease is the tricky one, and autoimmune disease. So people are getting chronic Lyme's heavily off Lyme's Connecticut, and they're getting chronic Lyme. So what's happening there is a bacteria comes in. It's called Lyme's. There's a lot of evidence that said that it came from Plum Island, the biological research, that West Nile disease, AIDS, anthrax, the pine beetle that's in BC, a lot of things we don't need. A lot of challenges are coming out of that lab. A lot of heat got on the lab, so they moved it. I think it was to Colorado, but they left a legacy in Lyme's, Connecticut. The cure for Lyme's disease. Okay, so you got bacteria. So you kill the bacteria. You can kill it with frequency. That's Rife. You can take it out with oxygen. You can take it out with high dose. There's five sources of oxygen, not jogging, but hyperbaric chamber, MMS, hydrogen peroxide. There's a special hydrogen peroxide stabilized that you can take up to 300 drops a day. So that's my turbocharge one. I'm afraid to air in case the FDA comes in. I want to mention, too, that PCA seems to be a cure for autism. And they're out of Oregon, and they bind with valence molecules, and it works probably 10 times better than heavy metal chelation. So the cause of autism is your mercury, 50,000 units, combined with aluminum that makes it 10,000 times more toxic. So PCA seems to be the one that's ringing the bell. It's made from fermented nutrients. So as soon as you hear fermented nutrients, you've got the best there is available. Keep that in mind in all your nutrients. So, yeah, there's nutrients, and then there's fermented nutrients. There's fermented nutrients, and then there's commercial nutrients, so which aren't as good. But the commercial nutrients, I found the best one was isogenics.com, and it got me out of my wheelchair in 2 weeks. And it cures arthritis of anybody I've given it to. And my fermented nutrients with the isogenics is turbocharged, even the best healers that are profound on their regimen of detoxing and nutrients. So the detox is your element four on the pyramid, nutrients element three. And I'm starting to wander here. Let's get back to the cure, you know, cures for Lyme disease. Lyme is a bacteria. You can oxidize it with, I mentioned MMS and hydrogen peroxide. And they're using boron, which is an expensive process. They're drawing the blood out, and I think it's done through 300 volts, and then they put it back into your body, gets the oxygen into the blood. Very expensive. You can cure cancer for a dollar, but you got to change the soil in which it grew. So you can do two things. You can detox your liver with an Egyptian cleanse. It's in my book. Or you can do the Isagenics cleanse in my book, and buy a pail of nutrients from Isagenics. It's just a company that's very good. There's Vega, a company called Progressive, and there's various ones. I'm having problems with Visalus. I think it's because of the soy-based formula. It can be fixed, I'm sure, but the soy is reacting. Isagenics is whey-based protein. There's also hemp protein and rice-based protein. And what I heard with Isagenics is you can get 10 meals of nutrients in a glass of water. So that's going to solve for your arthritis, turbocharge recovery, make hip replacement needless, provided you're out of mold, because mold is the other side of the equation that healers need to figure out. And it's the biggest mystery in the healthcare system, whether you're naturopath, you're Mercola, you're Dr. Mercola, or Mike Adams at Natural News. It's the autoimmune that these guys don't understand. And 40% of Americans have mild symptoms creating anxiety, depression. There's all the new agers think disease comes from your head. It really doesn't, but it can come from your heart, you know. So if you want to get well, I find a lot of people need to get a little kickstart to get well. If if you get married, that motivates people to lose weight. If you have a passion, something you desire, that you need a desire to motivate you to do the regimen, you know, because it seems every hour you're taking a vitamin D and a drink, a supplement, a cleanse throughout your day. And it takes a lot of work and dedication, but results start, there's two of them that start right away. One is the chapter 3 of my book, the cholestyramine that gets rid of pain in 30 minutes for autoimmune patients that are on morphine. Works better than morphine, and it gets rid of the cause. Morphine just gets rid of the symptom. So people have to learn, accept, and realize that treating symptoms just makes things worse, because it ignores the factor of time. And when you ignore the factor of time, you get scar tissue, and scar tissue happens from inflammation. So what I've said in this roundabout way is that, and I should get back to Lyme's. I think I got a few more things to say about Lyme's, but I think there's more important on a broad-based message here about inflammation. That pyramid I'm talking about, the five elements and the measure of the pH, it solves for all inflammation. Inflammation doesn't happen if those five elements are in balance. The only other way to get inflammation is through trauma. And and I would call eating GMO food a form of trauma. Your body doesn't have the enzymes to digest GMO food. It's foreign material. So anything that's foreign to your body is toxic. So toxins, by definition, are anything that are not life-sustaining. So that's what your body does. It works at full proficiency, even in deficiency. It sorts through what is not life-sustaining and for material that is life-sustaining. And the energy it takes is life force energy, another equation. So the equation of life force energy is the energy you get from your food, absent of toxins, that your body can use. And it's an equation. It's sort of like the fracking they're doing with natural gas. The energy they're putting in to frack gas is the equivalent energy they're pulling out of the ground. So the agenda really for natural gas fracking is to destroy the farmland and the water supply so people can't live there. So a lot of bad things going on, but maybe there's opportunity here. You know, with opportunity, change can come. People can wake up. You know, everybody's going to take it. It's going to take a trigger for everything. Mine is healthcare. Others will be, you know, realizing the legal system's corrupt. Others is the Constitution. Others is political. Others is banking. There's different, media is another level. Education, people are starting to realize that education really is an education, history, engineering even, because there's people that witnessed 9/11 come down that are engineers that think that it was actually a terrorist attack. So you got engineers graduating, but something's going to trigger someone. But I think it's going to be done with an awakened population that's healthy and aware. And as you lower inflammation, what happens is your immune system goes up, your mood goes up, your ability to see clearly goes up, memory goes up, endurance goes up, your color, your look, your vibrance, your hair, your skin goes up. So your pH goes up. pH is just a measure of inflammation. So the people making documentaries about pH being the answer to health, it's not. It's the measure of it. So the answer to health is in the book, and it's a sequence to disease. So that matrix pyramid is in a sequence where inflammation doesn't happen. And when also obesity is a symptom of inflammation, because it's proven that the same cure for cancer is the same cure for obesity, and same cure for arthritis, pain, depression, mental illness. It's all the same. It's so easy. If you can count to five, you can become a healer, and you can start teaching doctors. It doesn't matter. Forget the ego. Ditch it. Get the message out. We're all working together. We're in the same snowflake, playing in the same sandbox, and we're all working together. It doesn't matter your religion, what color you are, what you ate for breakfast. It doesn't matter. We're all working together. If we start doing more of that, I think that we can affect change to wake people up. I think that's the big battle in the underground media, is to wake people up. And I think health can do it. If we can get enough books out there and distributed, it'll help the doctors align. We need to, like the doctors, the medical, whatever you want to call us, we need to align with the same message that vibrates to truth. So we're all working together. My book was intuition that I drew upon Nassim Haramine and Dan Winter on the study of fractality. Once you understand fractality, then you understand resonance. You understand harmony. You understand thriving. You understand full potential. So not only is this book about curing every disease out there, it's about thriving to your full potential, 50 trillion cells. And it's done by changing your blood. It's your blood that feeds your cells, radiates out, takes about 2 weeks. Hormones come from the outside in, and that takes about 2 weeks to begin the transformation. It sets the environment for the transformation of your entire DNA structure and eliminates cells that don't belong, that are mutated and not thriving, for cells that are thriving. And the transformation is profound. So it comes from a science that's proven, and as a science that goes out to the universe, everything is fractal. Everything that's alive is fractal. Everything that represents death is octal. So you get into with that vibration, and then you start on your journey If you're going to start on your journey as a healer, you have to understand autoimmune. And it's carefully written in Chapter 3 at a high technical level. But there's the 170 diseases. There's so many people with autoimmune disease that don't know they have it. There's people diagnosed with lupus, Crohn's, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and celiac, and colitis, and Lou Gehrig's, and it's all one disease caused by one source. And there's about four remedies to it, and one remedy sitting in a compounding pharmacy in Boston, another one is in your neighborhood pharmacy, and then you've got a rebalance transforming growth factor, and you can do it with Kozar in like 6 days, 10 days. Kozar reduces pain again, better than morphine, to another level of relief that is so profound. It's it's unimaginable. So it's in my book. And I think the biggest tragedy is having a population not buy it. I think that every family needs a copy, every neighborhood, every doctor, just for learning about fractality as it applies to health, learning about autoimmune, because the cure for autoimmune is done. A doctor is under a gag order, and I got the information from them, and put it out there, and it's for everybody to read. It's just amazing. It solves everything. It makes Obamacare virtually an opportunity. It's like, great. This book with Obama, the nonsense of Obamacare unifies the whole country, and the way North America goes, so goes the world. So goes Europe. So goes, you know, the world, because it, the path on truth, you know, whether you're one person or, you know, it's always the path of truth. So forget the ego and follow the message. It was downloaded. It's a gift. I don't know if it's not about me. And that's, you know, I'm not putting my picture on there. I'm not putting my qualifications. It doesn't matter. The truth, when you have the truth, it just doesn't matter. So I can help a lot of people getting this book out there. It's called Health Disclosure, Sequence to Disease and Obesity. Adam Masters is the author's name, and it's at balboabooks.com. And I guess I promised to mention about Lyme's disease ongoing. Only got a couple minutes left. Lyme's disease is the bacteria. You can easily take it out with frequency, the resonant frequency of Rife. You can take it out with antibiotics, which is draconian from the Dark Ages. You can take it out with boron, and then hyperbaric chamber, hydrogen peroxide, and MMS is fabulous. Jim Humble, the FDA is after him. So everything good, the FDA is after. Health Canada is shutting down the importation of vitamins and nutrients across the border. If you want to learn about nutrients and the agenda, Codex Alimentarius, on YouTube by Dr. It's in my back of my book. 1962, they came out and with a plan to declare nutrients illegal by 2010. Looks like it's in effect. You're walking through the grocery store, I don't see nutrients. And I just get a time check here. And so on parting, my email address is thehealthguy22@aol.com. So if you have any questions, email address you can contact is thehealthguy22@aol.com. So that wraps up this week's show. And thanks for coming in. Hope I didn't talk too fast. Practice makes perfect. Got a good message here to get out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Listen to James tonight at 8 o'clock and Zany Mystic at 7. He's seems like a nice guy. Interesting show. Talk to you guys next week, Saturday at 3. Tune in Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern. Thanks, Stan, for calling in.